Abandoning your home while fleeing a wildfire can be a traumatic experience. It's even scarier if you don't know where to go or whether you'll feel welcome once you get there. Jefferson Public Radio spent months researching how wildfire impacts people with diverse needs and backgrounds. For the first of our four-part series, JPR's April Ehrlich spoke with Latino communities in Shasta County.
On a hot July evening in 2018, Cecilia Cabrera didn't know that the car fire was headed straight for her home in Redding.
It's still far away, but I was afraid. I told my husband, this is not looking good. Maybe we should do something. Maybe we need to prepare or something.
Cecilia was born in Peru, but she and her husband have lived in Shasta County for nearly 20 years. They've experienced wildfires before, but nothing like this. They didn't know what to do or how to prepare.
And immediately I got a phone call, get out of the house, now. Like, what? And then my cell phone, get out of the house now. And then they start knocking on the doors. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know what to take with us. It was like, get out of the house now.
Cecilia and her husband drove to her brother's house, and she soon started to worry about other people.
All the messages that I got, they were in English, but I know a lot of families that they don't speak the language and they didn't know what to do.
Shasta County has a small but growing Latino population, 10% of 180,000 people. There aren't many Spanish language resources here. No Latino community center or outreach group or local news stations. But they do have Sylvia Isagiri. She's a community organizer with the Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency and the main bridge between local government and Latino families. After the car fire hit, the Mexican consulate contacted Sylvia.
They're very surprised. They're like, there wasn't not one Hispanic person in these evacuation centers. You know, like, what's going on? Where are they going?
So Sylvia checked the centers herself.
I didn't see signage that said, entrada aquí, or, you know, anything in other languages that would make people feel at ease to go in.
Sylvia says Latino families are wary of seeking disaster aid because of recent heated political debates about immigration and federal raids. She says many Latinos in Shasta County are in the process of obtaining U.S. citizenship, and they fear that accepting any public benefits could result in their being labeled a public charge and therefore denied citizenship. So instead of seeking help from shelters or programs, Latinos stick with the people they trust, their friends and family.
The families will go to people that they know, whether it's their immediate relatives or their comadre, compadre, that are out of the affected areas and stay with them. I knew of a family in Happy Valley that had 15 people.
Even California counties with large Latino populations have struggled to adapt their disaster systems for multiple languages. Oscar Chavez is the assistant director for the Sonoma County Department of Human Services, where Latinos make up a quarter of the population. He says when a deadly wildfire hit Santa Rosa in 2017, it pushed some people to near homelessness.
In some of the shelters, initially there were not staff who could speak Spanish, and so people didn't know how to access services at the shelters, and many of them ended up going to the coast to set up their own sort of makeshift camp.
Oscar says emergency services should form partnerships with Latino nonprofits or Spanish language news stations. But what about places like Shasta County, which lack those resources? Ernesto Carrillo owns Carrillo's Mexican store in Redding. It's the only place in Shasta County that sells corn husks for tamales, stone mocojetes for grinding herbs, and Mexican sweets. But it also acts as a central hub of information for people who speak Spanish. They come here to post job openings or to wire money to their families in other countries, or to just chat with Ernesto. When the car fire hit, staff with the county would send information to Ernesto, who would then post it to the shop's Facebook page in English and Spanish.
Because we have a lot of information, but it's in English. So then we have to make sure that they can read it. Even if we have people that speak almost no English or a little bit of English, but they will not be able to read it.
Most of the time, Ernesto is posting information about an upcoming concert or a visit from the Mexican consulate. But when disaster strikes, he becomes more than just a shop owner. He becomes one of the few people in Shasta County helping Latino families get the information they need to stay safe or to help with recovery afterward. April Ehrlich, JPR News.
This series was produced as a project for the USC Center for Health Journalism's 2019 California Fellowship.